new week begins. Interesting. Several notable deaths recently. Hey, Muammar Gaddafi's dead. So Steve Jobs. And the way I'm feeling tonight, I could probably be joining him real soon. I'm just tired. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday night installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 24th day of Red October. Yeah, man, it's almost over. You know, the whole Red October mentality really permeates given this Occupy Wall Street nonsense that continues to go on, and time allowing, or if I decide that I want to talk about it, I'll move into it. But it seems to be trouble in paradise. Yeah. Whole bunch of money's come into the Occupy Wall Street mess, but in typical fashion, it seems like all the other Occupies, Seattle and Oklahoma City and Portland and on and on and on, well, they don't seem to be pulling in the same kind of money, and they think that New York ought to share some of their money with them. Welcome to the world of capitalism, you little punk SOBs. And on top of all of that, I just literally fell off the sofa. I was laughing so hard last week. All these people complaining about the banks and how the bailouts and the banks are criminal and they're crooks and they're stealing from us. Guess how all these protesters are surviving up on Wall Street? That's right, my friends. They don't have a lot of cash. Oh, they're whooping out those Citibank MasterCards and Visa cards. What a bunch of hypocrites. It's simply amazing. Well, as we enter the final week of October, oh, yeah, there's one extra day next week, but that's, a Day of the Dead down in Mexico. That'll be next Monday, and who knows, maybe by then we'll all be dead if a certain number of people get their way. Wall Street had an interesting day today. I don't know why. Up 105 points, even though Netflix dropped 27%. Of course, that was after hours. They didn't have a good day. We got music cranked. See, I'm not hearing it. That's why. It's got to be one of those soft ones. Well, we'll get back to the market reports when we come back, and we're going to move on forward. Stay with us, won't you?
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every time it rains, it rains. A penny from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains a penny from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. So be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Welcome back to a Monday's installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. You know, if they want to clean up the streets on Wall Street, Federal Express has announced today they're getting ready to hire 20,000 employees for the holiday season. But you don't suppose any of those kids will go stand in line and try to get those jobs for you? Oh, no, not with their highly college-educated degrees and all the money. They all expect to walk out of college and walk into $250,000 a year jobs. They all think they're so damn good. And yet, so this announcement comes out, and I wonder how many of those kids said, wait a minute, I can go make money for the holidays. Oh, no, no. These kids want to sit back and just suck off the American taxpayers' teat. And if you don't believe it, hey, you don't have to agree with me. It's just fact. So anyway, with all this nonsense going on around the world, Dow closes up 105 points today at 11,914. NASDAQ in the black for the year, up 62 points at just shy of 2,700. S&P 500 up 16 points at 1,254. Global Dow is flat. Just as flat as, I can't think of her name, Calista Flockhart. Oil up 32 cents a barrel. Boy, it sure jumped up. All of a sudden, it's at $91.59 a barrel again. Gold is at up a buck in the after hours, currently trading at $16.54 an ounce. Silver, $31.68. Platinum at $15.39. It's off $6 in the after hours. So there's things going on. And why and the wherefores, I don't know. I don't much care. It's I can't say that I don't, right? What do we got here? Caterpillar. Soaring precious metal prices help lift the order backlog to a record level. This is for Caterpillar. So, you know, the fact that precious metals prices, gold, silver, platinum, et cetera, have continued to go up and up and up over the years. Oh, look, you're going to...
Oh, but look, it was 1900 a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was. So it's down. Gold was. And guess what? It's still up 22, 23% for the year. So let's stop your complaining. Caterpillar benefits from that. They're getting their backlog to a record level. They're getting unbelievable orders for their products. So the days of the mining ain't over. All we got to do is find out who's ordering them, because that tells you who's going to be the mining companies that are producing. And then you can talk to Bob about it tomorrow and get his expert advice on which mining stocks to get your money into. Right, Tommy? Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, so I commented a little earlier. Now, class warfare is breaking out within the so-called Occupy movement. It's hilarious. Philadelphia protester for Occupy Philly has raised $10,000, but they're whining. They don't have enough money. They need some of New York's funds. What's the point of collecting money if you're not releasing it to the people you're trying to help? You see, it's nothing but another welfare deal. Occupy Wall Street is sucking in all this money. Occupy Wall Street is the new 1%. Raise a ton of money, I won't share with the other Occupy people. Too bad. That's how it goes. You know, this should prove to these people. Now, I got to tell you, I could use this entire program just to share with you the comments from that people have left on the website that gave this story. You know, somebody talks about, you know, how great communism is, and, oh, boy, you got to try it out, and, you know, how can you dump on it, et cetera, et cetera. One guy comes back and says, you're an idiot, or just someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. In theory, communism is an interesting idea, but in reality, it's always blood. There's always blood in communism, and it means that all are equal, but some are more equal. Get the piggy sound? It's unbelievable. Communism, socialism, Marxism do not take human nature into account. Human nature is to claw one's way to the top, to compete for the prize. Capitalism balances the forces of human greed and turns it into a healthy competition which benefits the overall society with more personal wealth. In socialism, the corrupt and the insiders always make it to the top tier and stay there at the expense of the rest, keeping them poor and referring to them as the working class. It is socialism, not capitalism, in which those at the top get there on the backs of the poor. Look at history, for heaven's sake. Your mind is so open, your brain leaked out. One guy says, hurry up and start snowing so these clowns get pushed back to their parents' basements. Useful idiots. It's great stuff. This is absolutely great stuff. Before I forget about it. My brand new website finally opened, still working on a couple little quirky little problems, things I don't like about it. Having some discussions with my webmaster that something either he's not understanding me or I'm not understanding him. NoStinkingAmnesty.com. NoStinking, S-T-I-N-K-I-N-G. Oh, you think I was going to do it like the guy from the movie? We're not going to show you no stinking amnesty. Yeah, the mindset is still there. NoStinkingAmnesty.com. Qualified contributors are certainly welcome to contribute their comments, columns, etc., etc. Well, I got a question. Can Obama do stimulus by decree? He's out there rolling out his next phase of his jobs pitch. That's P-I-T-C-A. No, he didn't bring his wife with him. White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer, talking to the New York Times, said that the only way we can truly attack our economic challenges is with bold bipartisan action in Congress. The president will continue to pressure congressional Republicans to put country before party and pass the American Jobs Act, but he believes we cannot wait, so he will act where they won't. You know, for the last 2 months, we've listened to him run around the country on a Canadian-made bus that cost us a lot of money. telling everybody, pass this bill, pass this bill. We got to pass this bill right away. So he goes to Vegas today. And he's shifting his campaign rhetoric to, well, that's what it is. We can't wait. We can't wait. He announces various unilateral actions that he will take in a bid to revive the failing economy. Look, at this point in time, he can't do anything possibly any worse than he's done so far. He got over a year before election, folks. And in the words of Rocky the Squirrel, or was it Bullwinkle the Moose? Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. But that's what Obama's going to do. If you think any of these characters on the Republican side got a rat's chance in diddly doo-doo of even polishing Obama's shoes, you got another thing coming. Well, Obama might allow him to kiss his toe ring, but that's about the extent of it. No, come on. Grow up and get realistic. You could take the good parts of each and every one of those various different Republican candidates and squish them into one, and you might find a combined effort that could truly challenge Obama. As little as I like it, I think Obama is going to clean up the election next year. Because the Republicans are doing so much infighting and backstabbing and childish little sandbox squabbles when they're up there at these things. Perry has got an abysmal record on illegal immigration. More and more news comes out on Romney, and I like the guy less and less and less, but then I never liked him to begin with. You know my feelings on Sanitarium. You know my feelings on Bachman. The only thing Bachman's come out and done is said, finish the fence. So what? I say tear the damn fence down. You want a fence? You want to pay for it? That's great. The best way to pay for a no fence is to remove all the incentive, illegal aliens. Newt Gingrich, I don't give the guy any, I don't even look at him. The guy brought us the contract on America. He brought us NAFTA. NAFTA is what has resulted in so much of what's going on. Now you got Mexican trucks running all over the country. They get free flow. I was at a dinner party last night and for the first time met the brother of our host. Retired truck driver. We had this discussion about the Mexican truck drivers. He knows all too well if he has to get a load of goods down to Mexico, you stop at the border, you transfer the load. American drivers are not welcome in Mexico, but the Mexican drivers now got free rein to run all over this country. And while our drivers have specific restrictions on them, only allowing them to run their rigs because a driver can only drive so many hours a day, our little friends from, south of the border down Mexico way come up here with three and four people. They keep that truck running 24 hours a day. We got NAFTA. You got the shaft. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Nothing will. Welcome back. So, you got Obama, you know, doing his thing. He's not running the country. He's campaigning. And the best way to campaign is get to the thing that angers people the most in this country is the lack of jobs. Lack of income. Lack of stability. So, he's got this bipartisan opposition. That's right. Both the Republicans and the Democrats are against Obama's $47 billion stimulus package and his $2 trillion tax increase on the alleged top earners. You know, that's people making more than $250,000 a year, which is chump change. So what's he going to do? He's now going to show that he has no choice but to act alone. All he's done on offering amnesty, of course, as he has done on offering amnesty to preferred categories of illegal aliens, and has repeatedly attempted to do on global warming, Obama is looking to work around legislative opposition to his plane by to his plans by using executive action. Yes, Monday, I'm dragging butt. So he's headed out west, headed out there, more fundraisers in California. Wait a minute. He's supposed to be leading the country, not playing the fundraiser game. He saw his fundraising slack in the third quarter. He needs to put up big this quarter to finance the kind of relentless attacks on the eventual nominee that his backers have promised. I like to call them hackers. But in between campaign events, Obama will visit the Las Vegas suburbs. That's ground zero for the default crisis. One of the areas hit hardest by the ongoing hardships for American home sellers. Home sellers? Vegas is dying, baby. It really has become a crapshoot up there. Of course, previous interventions by Obama had fared poorly. While the administration touted its subsidies for banks that rewrite the mortgages of underwater or delinquent homebuyers, the Obama bounties haven't been able to overcome lenders' anxieties. Gloomy economic outlook and a warren of new credit regulations have left banks unwilling to take chances on bad credit risks, even if there's some free money involved. Free money? That ain't free money. That's my money. Of course, Obama warned the banks that they would be at the wrong end of populist pitchforks if they didn't start lending more liberally. But the weak economy and new rules have left credit markets gummed up. Former top Obama economic advisor Larry Summers wrote in the Financial Times today that the ongoing slide in home values has reduced the net worth of American consumers by $7 trillion in the last 5 years. That doesn't just manifest itself in real cash terms, but also creates consumer anxiety. Your monthly bills may not change, but people feel and act differently when their home is worthless. Oh, it says worthless. Same difference. So Obama can't win congressional approval of direct housing stimulus like the now expired $8,000 tax subsidy for home buyers. Or for new rules that would require debt or amnesty under certain conditions, but he can increase the amount of exposure the federal government has in high risks. This government cannot afford any more exposure. Not to more high risk, not to more stimulus, and damn it, not to any more Obama. But the administration's been putting the squeeze on government-subsidized mortgage backers or hackers like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They want to try to reinflate the housing market by assuming more risk for banks on undesirable borrowers. Wait a minute, isn't that what got it in trouble to begin with? Giving money to people who couldn't even afford rent on an apartment? So the agency placed in charge of Fannie and Freddie after they exploded under the weight of the bad mortgages they underwrote has resisted calls for big, bold steps to have the insolvent entities assume more risk. Insolvent entities. Yeah, Fannie and Freddie, they're pretty much insolvent. And so let's see, they're insolvent, which means they have no assets. All they have is they're in the red. But the government, Obama's government, expects them to extend more risk. Interesting. But they've shown some recent willingness to make small adjustments to make it possible for underwater borrowers to refinance their loans. Well, my God, that would be three-quarters of the country. Now, the current limit says that borrowers can only get a government-backed loan of up to 125% of a home's value. Not useful in places like the Vegas burbs, where many homes are worth less than a third of their price at the height of the bubble. Kind of like mine. Increasing the limit would put taxpayers on the hook once again, but might help ease the suffering in swing states like Nevada, Florida, and Arizona, where real estate speculation heightened the suffering of the panic of 08. I think back to the old Marx Brothers movie, man. First one they did, I think, was called Animal Crackers. No, it wasn't Animal Crackers. It was prior to that. And that's what Groucho Marx's character was doing, trying to sell swampland in Florida. It was a joke on the big land rush of, you know, the 30s. But Obama's going to need the help of the overseer for bailed out Fannie and Freddie. But do we care? We're heading for deeper trouble, folks. Stick around. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Second half of the long half hour, which is the half hour I prefer. Fewer interruptions. Monday. Well, you know, I'm watching all this news. I'm looking at all about these various things to attempt to get this economy pumped up and going again. And I'm telling you something, folks. It just, I don't see it. I see it by design. I see it by deceit. I see it by misrepresentation. All we're going to get now, you know, Obama likes to stand up there and say, it's the Republicans, it's the Republicans. But even his own party is not willing to go along with his hokey plans. So now he's going to try to go out there and do it all by executive order. That's real exciting, isn't it? You know, we don't need Congress. They don't do diddly-doo-doo. They don't do squat. Now, from one of my writers at the Federal Observer, Aaron Cantor. Aaron is been writing for Federal Observer, contributing his columns for a couple of years now. He is a retired Air Force officer. U.S. Air Force. By the way, he happens to be Jewish, and he doesn't play along with the game. His latest column, which was submitted to me about an hour and a half ago, is entitled, O'Reilly Knows It All. Just ask him. Cantor says that Obama's reelection hinges on the economy, and if the unemployment rate does not improve, he's toast. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly tells Newsmax Television in an exclusive interview. He also advises GOP presidential contender Mitt Romney to woo skeptical conservatives by picking Florida Senator Mario Rubio as his running mate. Cantor says, hate to burst your bubble, Bill, but Mario Rubio is not eligible to be VP or president because he, just like Obama, is not a natural-born citizen as per the Constitution. Oh, he might have been born in Wyoming, but his parents were not citizens at his birth, so he doesn't make the grade. And all of your big mouth and your puffery won't change that, and the same goes for Bobby Jindal. the governor of Louisiana, who apparently over the weekend or whenever they had their elections, had a screamingly successful reelection. So Cantor says we still got 544 snakes in Washington who were not brave enough to stand up and demand proof of the usurper citizenship status. And until they do, they're all complicit in the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people. And sooner or later, they will all be made to pay the fiddler for his boogie dance. Now, if a military retiree is convicted and sent to prison, his pension is cut off during his time of incarceration. I learned that little tidbit of information while employed at a major penitentiary as a corrections supervisor after retiring from the Air Force. So the thought struck me, what if we can convict these bums and take them from their office to the joint? Cut off the flow of all that money they've been voting themselves in the form of pay raises over the years. Make them pay for their own room and board instead of the taxpayers footing the bill. It's ironic, Cantor says, that for 3 years we've had no COLA on our Social Security check. That's cost of living, cost of living adjustment. And yet the snakes got a COLA every year. Last year it was in the neighborhood of $4,700 per congressman or senator per year. That's $391 a month or something like that. And now we're going to get a whopping 3.6% just before an election year. Sure hope that's not lost on you folks. And that'll equate to a whopping $38 to $40 a month. But after they take out the raised premium in Medicare, it's going to average about $12 to $14 a month. Boy, ain't math fun, boys and girls. Now, the comparison between a politician and a snake is pretty accurate, since they both can bend in so many directions. Both slither very well. Both are cold-blooded as hell, with no feeling for anyone or anything except themselves. There's so much crap floating around the political circle these days, it's hard to try and funnel it into an intelligible article, Aaron says, but I will close with the Occupy Wall Street morons. They're a pack of mental midgets, he says. They should be picketing Obama at the White House or wherever the hell he is. The schmuck never seems to stay home. The reason I say this is because his policies are what is at the root of the unemployment problem. When you stop to consider all the regulations being put on business, it's no wonder they're not hiring. Why should they hire when they don't have any idea what the cost of doing business is going to be next year, next month, next decade? They don't have a clue as to what it's going to cost this time next year just to provide medical insurance for a new hire, thanks to Obamacare. You know, you morons camped out in Zuccotti Park and defecating on the hoods of police cars and not taking a bath for a week at a time and want the government to take total care of you from cradle to grave, you got the mental capacity of an amoeba. You don't work, you don't eat. It's that simple. If you don't work, you don't eat. Try pulling that kind of crap in Russia or North Korea or many of the Middle Eastern countries, and your last meal will consist of a bullet. Sorry, no gravy on the menu. Wake up, America. Now, for the last couple of months, we've listened to Herman Cain. 999. On my 999 plan. Of course, then you get all the ministers around the country and the pastors and the preachers and the priests. Oh, no, no. You can't do that 999. You turn upside down, it's 666. That's a sign of the devil. Well, let's, for a couple minutes, talk about 666. No, not the devil, not that 666. I'm talking a serious alternative to 999. Now, Cain's 999 tax plan, which he has called a bold rewriting of the tax code, it's gained a lot of attention because of its inherent strength and simplicity. Well, it is a step in the right direction, imposing a flat 9% on individuals and corporations while greatly simplifying the tax code by eliminating most deductions. Problem is the third 9%, the national sales tax that nobody wants. Might consider maybe Cain's plan just ain't bold enough. A revision to the tax code that imposed a 6% tax on individuals and corporations, coupled with a 6% reduction in federal spending. Now, that would accomplish the same goals without the national sales tax. That's a 6% cut with no future increases in federal spending beyond inflation, coupled with a 6% tax rate across the board, an actual 6% cut in spending, not a cut in projected baseline spending or other Capitol Hill gimmicks. That would soon balance the federal budget, spur growth, and reduce unemployment. Now, the 6% corporate rate in particular could generate growth, jobs, and prosperity on an unimaginable scale. Corporations now sheltering $1.4 trillion overseas, unwilling to bring that money home because of a high tax rate of 35%, would return much of that money to the U.S. to expand operations here. Foreign companies seizing the opportunity of permanently low tax rates would move their operations to the U.S. as well. There'd be full employment. Businesses large and small would prosper. Entrepreneurial activity would explode. Pension funds and retirement accounts would mushroom, and all would be well again in America. Well, I know for a lot of you that may sound a bit overblown, but the facts back it up. Arthur Laffer points out that Keynes' 999 plan is more than revenue neutral if analyzed in dynamic rather than static economic terms. It not only balances the federal budget, it does so and then some. But 666 would do so as well, especially if one takes into account the economic effect of tax simplification. Now, as Laffer demonstrated in an April 18th Wall Street Journal column called The 30-Cent Tax Premium, businesses and individuals pay an additional 30 cents in compliance costs for every dollar of tax collected. In other words, 5.538% of the entire economy, or over 10%, if one includes state and local taxes, is sacrificed to tax compliance costs. Of course, this, of course, does not include the cost of the IRS bureaucracy itself, or the even larger burden of federal and state regulatory costs unrelated to tax collection. Those regulatory costs would be reduced, along with cuts in the overall size of government. Ooh, that'd be sounding real good there, Sapphire. Now, reducing the size of government and eliminating most of the compliance costs necessitated by our Byzantine tax code would make this country the economic powerhouse it once was. Tax simplification would greatly reduce the 30-cent premium. Rate reduction, meanwhile, would spur economic growth by reversing tax avoidance strategies that distort capital markets and discourage work. If made permanent, rate reductions would increase business confidence and unleash animal spirits, two extremely important intangible factors in economic growth. These factors are closely connected with the willingness of business to expand, and with a greater level of spending and investment on the part of individuals. As for the 6% cut in federal spending, oh, my friends, it's long overdue. Everyone outside of Washington understands that the federal bureaucracy is bloated and wasteful to an unimaginable degree. As even Ron Paul has pointed out, entire departments, including education, health and human services, and commerce, could be eliminated with no loss in services. Indeed, with an improvement in service, since the federal government would then be getting out of the way of the private sector in areas such as energy and education and human services. Human services? Ha! Well, let's see. Energy's been responsible for Solyndra. Human services has been responsible for a hell of a lot of cash distribution to people who just find it easier not to work. And then, of course, there's education, or lack thereof. And did we mention the virtual elimination of the IRS and the EPA? The dramatic simplification of the tax code, eliminating all deductions and credits, the IRS would have little to do except check total income and calculate 6%. Single computer could do that. So could your BlackBerry. As for the EPA, well, its mischievous behavior has been a drag on the economy for decades, but in the past 3 years, it's been acting like Lord of the Manor, accountable to no one and with no concern for the economic well-being of the American people. You see, the EPA is a monstrous parasite sucking the blood out of the American economy. It's time to eliminate this destructive agency and delegate its legitimate functions, the preservation of clean air and water, to a department that might act in a more accountable and cost-effective manner. As it stands today, the EPA is always going to be biased toward greater regulation because its single-minded mandate results in its being directed and staffed by dedicated tree huggers. The only way to dispel the insufferable arrogance of this agency is to cut it out root and branch. Maybe Herman Cain should be praised for introducing the 999 plan, and with it galvanizing the discussion of tax reform. But 999 does not go far enough. And the idea of a national sales tax, well, frankly, sends chills up my spine. If one of the Republic rat candidates, maybe Cain, maybe Perry, maybe Bachman, she could resurrect her life. If they would drop the sales tax and go with a 666 plan, a plan which includes real spending, country might be a lot better off. Copy this day, Jeffrey Folks, AmericanThinker.com. Something to think about, and that is what we're trying to do here, is share thoughts and ideas with you to get you to think outside the box. Now, before I forget about it, no, I'm not going to. I got to watch my time clock because I got two different clocks spitting out at me here. I got something kind of interesting. I shared it with Robbie today. He had a couple of small gold and silver combo packages available. Not high-end packages, but great packages. This is a mini package. It's good today until they're gone. We got a few packages of these, both silver and gold. In the silver, we pick up 10 U.S. piece silver dollars. Minted from 1921 to 1935. We're going to get 10 of them. That's a half a roll. We're also going to get 10 U.S. Morgan silver dollars, minted from, what was it, 1878 up until about 1904. We're also going to get 3 freshly minted 1 ounce Austrian Vienna Philharmonic silver bullion coins. These are 4/9 fine, exquisite. And as far as the gold, in this package, 3 each German 20 mark Willem II. These are nice, heavy coins. Just shy of a quarter of an ounce apiece. It's kind of a limited mintage situation. These actually may have come out of either Berlin or Hamburg, or the German states. Well worth getting. Whole package delivered $1,625. $1,625. That is a really neat package. It's some miscellaneous stuff that our suppliers have got available. I said, you give me those coins, I'm going to run with them. We're going to make those available to our client, our, you know, our listeners, et cetera. Not $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 package. This is a nice, affordable addition package. Or maybe you're just starting out. You want to pick up a little bit of silver and gold. This is a great way to do it. The Peace and Morgan dollars, well, high-end so-called junk silver coins, struck as to a requirements of weights and measures. The Austrian Philharmonics is equivalent to an American Eagle or a Canadian Maple Leaf as far as size, weight, purity. Beautiful, beautiful coins. And why not pick up some of the German 20 mark pieces? Very limited availability. You want to take advantage of this right now, send me a quick email. gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Let me know you want the mini pack for October the 24th. Make sure I've got a phone number. I'll get a hold of you as soon as we get off the air. You can call us during the next hour. The hour after that, I'll be tied up and busy. But give me a call on this thing. It's a great package. 1-800.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back out with a little bit of Ramsey Lewis. It's I find the weeks go by quite quickly. You know, we're nearly done with Monday. I could do 2 hours standing in my head here tonight. I know tomorrow coming up, of course, is John will have Bob Chapman up for a couple hours. We're working on some stuff, but the selection of products that's available right now is somewhat minimal. You know, a lot of our listeners and our supporters just aren't sitting out there with $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 to put into gold right now. And I don't mean it just from the standpoint of, you know, when you do business with the network, you help support the network. A lot of you folks have bought your gold. You bought your silver. Now you're starting to hurt. You don't know how you're going to put food on your table. Well, these are amongst the reasons you have the gold and silver. I extend this to you that we not only, I hate to use the term, sell gold and silver, but when you have the need, we're here to buy gold and silver back from you. Keep that in mind as your needs may arise. You may call us at 800-691-7898. Working with the freeze-dried guy, I'm trying to work out a situation with him where you can maybe even swap some gold pieces, et cetera, for some food packets. But that's not anything ready to go yet. I've got to get with him and get some details worked out. But this package we put out today is really kind of a neat little package. I like the, you know, the pre-33 gold pieces, the German 20 mark pieces. I've not been able to offer those in several years. The mixture of silver, both American and some foreign silver pieces, all of which is highly recognizable and certainly tradable. And to be able to pick up a very affordable package at $1,625, that is delivered to your door. Every bit of this is on the shelf and is ready to go out right away. Finally, tonight, over the last couple of years, our big arguments have been over Obamacare, and I think that finally, you know, the fact that I'm reaching so-called seniorhood, I did not say senior, I think I've finally come up with a health care plan for seniors without premiums. And maybe you're a sick senior citizen. The government says there's no nursing home available for you. So what are you going to do? Well, my new plan gives anyone 65 years or older a gun and four bullets. You're allowed to shoot four congressmen. Of course, that means you're going to get sent to prison where you will get three meals a day, a roof over your head, central heating and air conditioning, all the health care you need. Need new teeth? No problem. Need glasses? That's great. Need a new hip or knees or kidney or lungs or heart? Oh, they'll all be covered in prison. And as an added bonus, my friends, your kids can come and visit you as often as they do now. And who'll be paying for all of this? Same government that just told you that they cannot afford for you to go into a home. Plus, because you're a prisoner, you don't have to pay any income taxes anymore. What a country! I'll see you tomorrow night.
They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got?
The next round of the worst...